I'm Paul Ingalls, and this is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the fine jazz players with ties to New Mexico, like drummer Pete Amahl. For over 30 years, drummer Pete Amahl has lived in New Mexico, much of that time in out-of-the-way rural spaces. But he was born in the thick of the East Coast, Fall River, Massachusetts, not far from Providence, Rhode Island. He remembers first hearing jazz music when his older brother started tuning it in on the radio in their shared bedroom from stations in New York City. And not long after, Pete started playing the snare drum in a Portuguese marching band that his dad put together in their neighborhood. Pete continued his drumming in top 40 and pop bands in his teens, but what really set him on a path toward jazz and soul was a visit to a famous jazz festival by way of a bean-picking gig in the farmlands of Rhode Island.
I didn't do it much, only did it a couple of times, but the second time, there was this Cuban on the side of me, and he said, "Man," he says, "let's just turn in our bushels and get out to Newport, 250, and you got a ticket." And that's what we did. I cashed in my bushel. It was 50 cents a bushel back then, and cashed my bushels in and hitched a ride with that gentleman and got out to Newport, Freebody Park, and it changed my life. And I'll never forget that. I was a young kid. I think Elvis Presley was on that bill with Ray Charles.
You know my mother.
Yeah, that's an incredible band. It floored me. It floored me to hear, you know, to hear things like Frenzy up against The Nighttime is the Right Time, and to hear Fat Ed open up that tune. Oh, Fat Ed Newman and Al Tigo was on drums, and it was just an incredible band. God, man, my hair still stands up.
You've been a sort of a venturesome and kind of versatile drum set player. Little country western, little jazz, little Cape Verdean music.
I really have loved it all.
Little rock, R&B,
yeah.
Soul.
Funk
yeah,
and soul.
Funk, right, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
If I chose, I guess in it would start with jazz and then go to soul, because I really love soul music.
To put jazz at the top of your list of sort of musical references, I mean, who were the cats that really made the music sing for you?
Well, I think the first guy that came at me melodically was Max Roach. But Max didn't strike a chord with me. It wasn't like, I loved him, and I appreciated him more than anyone else at that time. But the quartet that actually opened me up, where I just said, you know, this is it, this is what I hear. And that was really Train and Elvin, and Jimmy Garrison, and McCoy Tyner, and when Davis was with them. That just whacked me, you know. That's when I got the passion and the color. That's when I started to see the colors and how I could see how a cymbal would set up a sheet of sound, and how toms were melody. They weren't, you know, they weren't a talking device, man. It was melody. It,
uh-huh.
You know, pitch and tone, and how snare drum was an attack. You know, it's like crack. You know, it's a punch or a jab. It isn't the resonance isn't there that, you know, the toms have. Anyway, so that's what the thing was. But Train's group with Elvin, the whole thing was it. And then if I had to pick one drummer all the way around that I would go with, it would be Elvin. But Roger Humphreys with Horace Silver, you know, Horace being, he was a part, his father was Cape Verdean. The thing that really influenced me was this African Queen thing, because Roger Humphreys played a solo on it, and it was just so melodic.
Mm-hmm. I've associated you pretty closely with a lot of very interesting fellows, both locally and nationally.
I have, yeah.
Eddie Harris and Richie Cole.
Eddie Harris.
Mose Allison.
Right, Mose. I played with, I don't know, at least two or three dozen times. I came through here with Bonnie Kessel and...
Actually, you played with a lot of really fine guitar players over the years.
I did. I've been playing with Junior Brown, as you know. I just play a snare drum and I ride some brushes, mostly brushes. It's been good. I am truly grateful for the opportunities I've had to play with these people. It's like a good lady, you know. No matter how it ends, you know, the good was good, you know. It's all of it. You can't play happy if you're not a happy man, you know.
And you're a happy man?
I'm a happy man.
Drummer Pete Amahl was interviewed by Roy Durfee, and you can hear much more at the website newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for extended interviews, bios, and photographs by Genevieve Russell, who, by the way, is opening an exhibit of photographs for this series this Friday night from 5 to 8 o'clock at the InPost Art Space at the Outpost Performance Space, 210 Yale Southeast. It's free and you're invited. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses and Carol Boss. Support from KUNM and the New Mexico Humanities Council, plus Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.